Hello, everyone, and thank you for listening to my podcast. Today, we will be diving deeper into swimming, and I will be telling you more about the swimming levels, swim team, and swim equipment you need to buy if you continue on to swim team. Before I continue, if you have any questions, you can email me at venkiarun07@gmail.com. It's in my description, and I can spell it out for you. VENKYARUN07@gmail.com. So the first thing I'm going to be talking about is the swim levels. I'm all going off of Texas Ford Aquatics. If you need to find all this information, you can probably find it again on their website. So for the swim levels, from levels 1 to 5, at Texas Ford Aquatics, they call them stations, but I'm going to be referring to them as levels. So from levels 1 to 5, swimmers learn from water safety basics up to freestyle. That's what it says on their website. And for stations 6 to 8, swimmers learn 4 strokes, dives, and turns. From after that, you go on to pre-comp, and then you go to bronze. Pre-comp is like levels 9 and 10, kind of. It's like before meets are available to you and before competition. So it's like, it's not really for the actual swim team. It's before it. Now for the actual swim team, it starts at bronze, and it goes from bronze to silver to gold to age group 2 to age group 1. Age group 2 is first, and then you go to age group 1. I don't know why they did it like that, but that's how it is. And then after that, you go to sectionals, senior, pre-national, national. But there's some differences between age. So age group is only for like 13 and below. And you have to be pretty fast. There's something called tax times. You can search it up. It's like a harder time to get. It's like certain time standards, and if you get that, then you could go to tags team. But if you're not fast enough and you're already in gold, then you would move up to senior. Then you would move up to like regularly. Swim meets aren't really required, but they are pretty highly encouraged once you're in the higher groups. By the higher groups, I mean starting from like silver, gold. Not even then. It's pretty encouraged at that point, but once you get to higher levels like senior, and it'll improve your chances of moving up swim team levels. It'll higher your chance of being able to move up like from bronze to silver to silver to gold. It's probably better. I myself have been to many meets, swim meets, and it's not bad. So the equipment and swimsuit that you need, it can be purchased from Extreme Swim. You can go to their website and order it, extremeswim.com. Or you can find their location if it's nearby you and you can buy it. The equipment that you will need to buy are fins, kickboard, snorkel, goggles, pull buoy. The swimsuits will be practice and competition suits. That's it for today, and thank you all for listening to my podcast. And once again, if you have any questions, please feel free to email me at venkiarun07@gmail.com. That's VENKYARUN07@gmail.com, and it's also in my description. And thank you all for listening, and have a great day.